Study a passage from 1 Peter.
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
彼得前书的第四章。
1 Peter 4.
第七节跟第八节。
Verse 7 and 8. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. 8. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins.
这里说万物的结局近了。
Here states the end of all things is at hand.
主耶稣出来传道的第一个讯息，天国近了。
The very first message that Lord Jesus preached in his ministry was the heaven, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
主耶稣来要成就人跟神的和平。
When Lord Jesus came, he came to reconcile the peace between God and man.
所以要把神的国度从天上带到人间。
And his mission was to bring heaven, heavenly kingdom from heaven to down to earth.
这是在马太福音开始的时候写的。
And this was written in the beginning of Matthew.
那到了彼得前后书已经快要接近圣经的尾巴了。
By the first and second Peter, when it was written, it's close to the conclusion of the Bible.
这里说万物的结局近了。
And here states the end of all things is at hand.
如果从圣经看起来，万物有它的开始，就是创世纪。
From the Bible, we can tell that all things has its beginning, which is in the book of Genesis.
万物也有它的结局，就是启示录。
And all creation also has its conclusion in the book of Revelation.
那在彼得前书里面就说近了，已经很靠近了。
In 1 Peter, it says it's very close, it's at hand.
那万物的结局什么时候到？
So when is the conclusion of all matter?
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣再来就是万物的结局。
The Bible tells us that when Lord Jesus comes again, that will mark the conclusion of all creation.
所以主耶稣说，我去为你们预备地方。
Lord Jesus states that he went to heaven to prepare a place for us.
我预备好，我要再来。
And once he has prepared the place, he shall come again.
那个时候就是万物的结局。
And that will mark the end of all things.
那他来要做什么？
What's the purpose of his coming?
他说叫我在哪里，你们也要在那里。
He says that wherever I am going to be, you shall be there as well.
就是我们要回到天上与神永远同在。
Which means that we shall return to heavenly kingdom and dwell eternally with our heavenly Father.
这个叫做得救。
This means to be saved.
所以圣经说，提摩太前书说，圣经是神所默示的，这个英文用吹气，神的气吹在人身上。
First Timothy tells us that all scriptures are inspired or breathed on by God.
就是神的灵进到人里面，人被感动就开始写圣经。
It means that the Spirit of God is infused into the writer to move them into writing the Bible.
那圣经要有让人有得救的智慧。
The Bible gives us the wisdom to be saved.
所以我为什么要读圣经？
Why should I read the Bible?
最集中的目的就是怎么做让我得救。
The ultimate goal is that it's a how-to manual to help us to gain salvation.
这个是整个圣经的一个最大的指标。
And this is the greatest direction of the entire Bible.
怎么做让我们得救？
What shall we do in order to be saved?
当然也有人用圣经在讲管理学。
Of course, some people cite the Bible as a way to manage.
最好的管理学是摩西在旷野，200万人管理40年，这个不简单啊。
The best management policy was recorded by Moses for 40 years, managed over 2 million people.
那现在很多基督教里面在讲成功神学。
Now in a lot of Christianity, they talk about success stories.
这个成功神学就是专门在讲神对人的祝福。
Which focuses on divine prosperity, all the blessings that comes from God.
那个祝福特别是讲地面上的、今生的、肉体的。
And those kind of blessing focuses on earthly, physical, and blessings of this world.
圣经里面有讲到神的祝福。
It's true that the Bible does mention about the blessings of God.
但是如果把整个信仰都偏重在神的祝福、肉体上、今生上、物质上的，那是误导我们的信仰。
But if we were to focus all of our blessings merely on the earthly and the fleshly blessings, then that is a misleading teaching.
有的人就一直讲到怎么靠神在我的一生把我的理想行出来。
And some people would steer the Bible teaching toward how I can rely on God to fulfill my lifelong dream.
哦，这个也是误导。
This is also misleading.
哦，因为做主耶稣的门徒，第一个焦点就是舍己。
Because as the disciple of Christ, the very first concept is to deny ourselves.
哦，再来是跟从主。
The second is to follow God.
但是主耶稣对我们的带领不一定跟我们人生的理想是一样的。
But the guidance of Lord Jesus Christ may not be in parallel to our life's goals and dreams.
哦，我们的价值观是地面上的。
Our value system is based on earth.
哦，主耶稣的价值观是天上的。
Whereas the value system of Jesus Christ is heavenly based.
我们看重是肉体的生命。
We care about the fleshly life.
主耶稣看重是属灵的永生。
Whereas Jesus focuses on the eternal salvation.
哦，所以整个圣经的大方向就是怎么做可以得救。
The overriding direction of the whole Bible is what we can do in order to gain salvation.
那所以这个第七节说万物的结局近了。
Verse 7 states the end of all things is at hand.
那既然主耶稣再来就是我们得救的那一天。
Since the second coming of Jesus Christ will mark the day that we shall receive salvation.
那我们教会了解的得救跟一般基督徒也有一点不一样。
The salvation that True Jesus Church understands is also different from the regular churches.
因为一般的基督徒觉得一次得救，永远得救。
The average churches believe that once you're saved, you're saved forever.
啊，你信耶稣那个时候你得救了，你永远得救，不管你做什么，你的父亲爱你到底。
They claim that at the moment you accept Christ into your life, you're saved, and therefore you're saved forever. No matter what you do later on in life, your Father loves you to the end.
但是我们对圣经的了解，不是这样。
But that differs from our understanding of the Bible.
我们信耶稣受洗，这是得救的开始。
When we accept Christ and be baptized, this only marks the beginning of our faith.
那将来我们真的进到天国，这个才是真正得救的实现。
Only when we truly go into heavenly kingdom is our salvation realized.
那是不是我信耶稣，我就保证我将来可以到天国？
So does it mean that merely because I accept Christ as my Savior, I will be guaranteed to go to heaven?
彼得说，保罗说，我是恐惧战兢，做成得救的功夫。
Paul says that he completes salvation with fear and trembling.
恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Lest that he preaches the gospel to others and he himself is rejected.
他从信耶稣那一天很认真做圣工，一直到他死为止。
From the day that he accepted Christ, he worked very hard until the day that he died.
但是他还努力一件事情。
But there's one thing that he constantly strive after.
就是做成得救的功夫。
Which is to fulfill the work of salvation.
因此做圣工本身也不一定能够保证人得救。
And therefore, merely by working, serving as sacred work doesn't guarantee that we will be saved.
所以他才说，恐怕我传福音给别人，我传了一辈子，到最后自己被神弃绝了。
This is why Paul says that he is afraid that by preaching gospel to others whole lifetime, and he will end up being rejected by God.
英文有一个翻译叫 disqualify, 这个翻译也很好。
There's another interpretation saying that he will be disqualified.
就是我做圣工做到很多，但是到最后我没有资格来得救。
Which means that he had worked so much for God, but in the end, he is disqualified.
可见做圣工之外还需要在属灵上要努力。
Which means that,besides working for God, we have to strive hard to work towards salvation.
那主耶稣再来这一天，到底我们要怎么做？
What should we do exactly in order to prepare ourselves for the second coming of Christ?
我们真的有得救的把握。
So that we will be fully assured we'll be saved.
好，我们如果看彼得前书刚刚读的第四章第七节跟第八节，有三点。
What we had just read in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, it mentions three points.
那我们就看这三点对我们的生活什么意思。
And we'll focus on these three points and how they relate to our lives.
第一个要谨慎自守。
First is to be serious and be watchful.
这个谨慎自守是什么意思？
What does it mean to be serious and watchful?
我们现在看前面这个先来看马太福音再回来这里。
Look at Matthew.
路加福音21章。
Let's turn to Luke, verse chapter 21.
路加福音二十一章。
Luke 21.
二十一章的三十四节。
Verse 34. 请。 But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and the day comes on you unexpectedly.
这个地方讲，说要谨慎，站敬。
Here it says to take heed to ourselves. And
为什么
？Why？
因为在三十四节的下半句，那日子就成为网罗，忽然临到你们。
Lest that day comes on you unexpectedly.
为什么会这样呢
？And how could this happen？
这里说，今生的思虑厌乐累住你们的心。
Says that we are weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life.
可见说我们在这个世界上既然我活在这个世界，当然要工作。
Since we live in this world, of course we have to work.
但是如果我们没有谨慎，我们被这个世界缠住了。
But if we are careless, we will be ensnared by this world.
这个世界就好像一个网子，在主耶稣再来的那一天我们没有办法上到天国见到神。
This world is like a net that entraps us. If we are not cautious, on the day of Lord Jesus coming, we would not be prepared and go to heaven.
那在马太福音加上一句就是钱财的迷惑。
In Book of Matthew, a similar passage mentions that we are also trapped by the greed of money.
贪食醉酒，今生的思虑。
And that we are drunkenness and the love of this life.
这个贪食是肉体的欲望。
The lustful gorging, which is we care about our physical lust.
吃这是我们人一种需要。
Eating is a necessity for all of us.
但是如果吃变成我一生的中心，这个会影响信仰。
But if eating becomes the central theme of our life, then that will affect our faith.
那这个醉酒现在来讲不只是酒精的酒，包括娱乐。
Drunkenness is not just limited to alcohol, but also being entertained.
我们工作完，为着要轻松一下，明天可以再去工作，所以有时候需要有休闲活动。
After we had a work hard whole day, we need to relax a little bit, and we need some entertainment.
那这个休闲活动如果不是很谨慎，休闲活动变成我们生活的目的。
But if we're not careful, this entertainment activity will become the sole focus of our life.
所以我一天就是除了工作回来就是休闲娱乐。
And then our life will turn into, other than working, my life is dedicated to having fun and being entertained.
这个会醉在里面。
And this will make us become drunk in it.
那接下去，今生的思虑。
Cares of this life.
这个今生的思虑就是吃什么、穿什么、喝什么，我们的生活水准。
Cares of this life spell out the standards of our lifestyle, what we eat, drink, or wear.
那这一些都是地上的事情。
All of these are earthly nature activities.
神在天上。
God is in heaven.
我们要用心灵跟诚实来拜神。
We have to worship God with our spirit and truth.
但是如果睡觉以外的时间都是在想这一些。
But if all of our waking thoughts are focused on these earthly matters,
我们在属灵上就不会进步啊。
Then we could not possibly improve spiritually.
因为我们的心不在这里。
Because our heart is simply not there.
我们是属地的。
We belong to the earth.
那这样这个事情就会成为网罗把我们抓住。
And these matters will become a snare to us and possess us.
所以活在今世世界，享受神的恩典，但是我们不被他捆绑，这个是一个信仰的功课。
It's a spiritual lesson that we have to take to heart. Even though we live in this world and we enjoy the blessings of God, but we are not ensnared, we'll become possessed by these activities.
在生活中不让它取代了神在我心中的地位。
We do not allow these activities to replace God's position in our heart.
那这个叫做谨慎自守。
And that's what it means to be watchful and be cautious.
所以我们在生活中要看一些比较好的属灵的榜样。
In our life, we must look toward better spiritual role models.
让我们来效法他们。
And to imitate them.
不要去效法一些世俗的榜样。
We are not to imitate the worldly examples.
因为这个对我们灵性的成长没有什么帮助。
Because they do not help us spiritually anyway.
好，那我们现在回来看彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn back to 1 Peter chapter 4.
这个彼得前书第四章我们如果看第一节到第六节。
If we read from verse 1 to verse 6.
这个第一节到第六节 在讲外邦人的心跟基督的心不一样。
Verse 1 to 6 compares the mentality of the earthly people versus that of Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们看第二节。
Verse 2, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God.
这个地方说，我们从今以后不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。这个地方在讲要存心遵行神的旨意。
It tells us that we are to focus on our mind on godly matters.
那在第一节最后说，在肉身受苦就已经与罪断绝。
And verse 1 tells us that when we suffer in flesh, we cut ourselves off from sin.
所以在信仰生活当中，有一些事情能做，有一些事情不能做。
In our walk of faith, there are certain matters that we can do, and there are other matters that we cannot do.
那要把这个分清楚，需要有神的话。
In order to differentiate between the two, we require the Word of God to guide us.
那这个神的话，就是在约束我们一个标准。
The Word of God is like a standard that confines us.
对一个有信仰人来讲，我们是用神的话不断来约束我们自己。
A person who is of faith will use the Word of God as a boundary to confine themselves.
因此看起来好像不自由。
And on the surface, it appears that we are not free to do what we want.
但是如果我们接受神的话约束了，信仰才有力量。
But only when we accept the word of God to bind ourselves will we grow and have power and faith.
所以圣经在说，要保守自己藏在神的爱里面。
The Bible tells us that we have to keep ourselves constantly in the love of God.
怎么样保守在神的爱里面？
How can we remain in the love of God?
就用神的话来约束自己。我的生活，我的行为，我的心思意念，不超越神的话，我就是保守自己在神的爱里面。
By using the word of God to restrain us so that we do not do anything going beyond the boundary set by God, then we will remain under God's love.
但是我们自己可以选择。
But of course, we are free to choose.
如果把神的话拿掉，我什么都可以做。
If we were to take away the boundary of God's word, then we can free to do anything.
那我就很自由。
And I'm very free.
那我跟外邦人也没有差别。
Then I will no longer be any different from worldly people.
那这样我们信仰会失去力量。
If we live that way, then we will lose power in our faith.
我们也没有办法保守在神的爱里面。
And we can no longer abide under the love of God.
神的爱就是神的恩典。
The love of God means God's grace.
生活是很自由，但是里面没有神的恩典。
Though we may live freely, but we have no grace of God.
所以接下去在第四章就提到外邦人的生活又怎么一回事。
It goes on to compare what is the lifestyle of the worldly people.
看第三节。
Verse 3. We have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles when we walk in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries.
这个地方在讲外邦人邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群淫，很多事情，包括拜偶像他要做什么他就做什么，很自由。
The Gentiles seem to be free to do whatever they please.
那第四节，请读。
Verse 4. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you.
所以如果我们没有跟他一样，就是没有被他同化，他就觉得我们很怪。
If we do not conform with their lifestyle, then they will think us of a strange.
就讲很多负面的话来评论我们基督徒。
And they will speak evil of us to criticize us.
那如果我们为着这个样子而受苦，这个叫做基督的心智。
However, if we suffer because of this kind of wrongful accusation, then we are living out the mentalities of Christ.
有时候觉得很孤单
And though we may feel lonely,
大家都在做，但是神的话告诉我这个不能做。
Everyone's doing it, but the word of God tells me that I must abstain from them.
所以说有时候我们就觉得到底我是不是正常？
And we may start to question, am I normal?
为什么大家做我不做？
Why is that everybody's doing it and I don't do it?
因此活在这个世界上会受苦。
And therefore we suffer as a result.
那么我们看第五节跟第六节。
Verse 5 and 6, they will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. 6, for this reason the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to man in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit.
但是到最后就有一个审判了。
But we know ultimately there will be a judgment.
所以如果我们活着凭眼见，我们就跟他一样了。
If we live by fleshly eyes only, then we are no different from them.
但是如果我们凭着信心，我们就可以说我跟你不一样。
But if we live by faith, then we can boldly say that we live differently from them.
因为我们将来有个盼望。
Because we have a hope in the future.
就是在审判的时候能够看神看我们有资格得救。
Which means that during the judgment time, God will see us as qualified to be saved.
所以要谨慎自守。
And therefore, we had to be serious and watchful.
好，这是第一个。
This is the first point.
不要被世界同化，不要被世界影响。
We are not to be conformed by the world or influenced by them.
那第二个就是要警醒祷告。
Second is to watchful in prayers.
为什么说要警醒？
Why is it we need to be watchful?
我们看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章
，First Thessalonians chapter 5,
第五节
，Verse 5. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness.
第六节
，Six. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober.
第七节
，Seven. For those who sleep sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night.
这里讲晚上啊，有两个特色。
Here it says that the nighttime has two characteristics.
第一个就是睡觉。
First is to sleep.
第二个就是醉酒。
Second is drunkenness.
但是我们是属白昼的。
But we belong to the day.
我们是光明之子。
We are sons of light.
所以不要睡觉，不要醉酒。
Therefore, do not sleep nor be drunken.
这个到底讲什么？
What is this referring to exactly?
就是在信仰生活，灵性不要睡觉啊。
This means that in our walk of faith, we are not to become, we are not to doze off.
你如果睡觉哈，你怎么跟他讲话，他已经睡着了，他没有感觉了。
When a person is asleep, no matter what you tell them, they are completely out. They don't know what you're saying.
人的灵性如果睡觉啊，你怎么读圣经讲的怎么样，他没有感觉，因为他在睡觉。
If a person's faith is in slumber, then no matter how hard you preach to them, it's no use.
但是如果灵性很清醒，这个神的话会打动他的心，会感动他，会吸引他，会改变他。
But if a person is sober in faith, then the word of God will touch him and move him.
但是睡觉了，什么都没有感觉。
But if he's in spiritual slumber, then he is desensitized. He doesn't feel anything.
第二个就不要醉酒。
Second is not to be drunken.
就是不要醉在世界里面。
Meaning that we are not to become drunken in the world.
一旦醉了就没有判别力。
Once we are drunk, we have no ability to differentiate.
所以酒醉的人他都说我没有醉。
This is why drunkards always say that I'm not drunk.
但是你看他开车好像蛇在行。
But when they're driving, they're snaking around in essence.
他的判断力不正确，他的控制力也不正确。
Their judgment and differentiation are completely inaccurate.
所以人如果醉在世界的名利啊，一个人在属灵上判断力就会偏差。
So if a person is drunken with fame and power of this world, then his judgment will be questioned.
那在属灵上自我控制的能力也会减低。
And their ability to control themselves in faith will also decline.
所以这样啊，要进神的国是很难的，因为这条义路走不完。
This type of living is make it very difficult to complete the journey to heaven. It's hard to complete.
所以有时候信仰生活最危险不是在苦难，最危险是平安的时候。
This is why in our walk of faith, the most dangerous moment is not when we are suffering, but rather when we are in the lap of luxury.
因为在平安的时候，常常灵性会睡觉。
Because when we are peaceful, it oftentimes will fall into spiritual slumber.
常常会醉在今生的一些人所想要的东西。
And we'll be drunken in all the things that the Gentile people pursue.
所以那怎么办呢？
What should we do?
所以再回来彼得前书第四章，要警醒祷告。
Turn back to 1 Peter chapter 4, it tells us that we are to be watchful in our prayers.
就是警醒，就是常常啊，在灵里面来审查自己。
Watchful means that spiritually we need to examine ourselves constantly.
神啊，求你让我知道我自己的属灵情况。
God, please reveal to me my spiritual state.
那有时候警醒祷告哦，圣灵会担忧。
And at times when we are being watchful in our prayer, the Holy Spirit will be concerned and grieve for us.
所以有一个弟兄啊，他好几年没有来教会，他就问为什么每一次祷告都流眼泪。
There is a brother who hasn't been to church in many years, and he asks, how come every time he prays, he is in tears?
神还在怜悯你啊。
Because God is still having mercy on you.
所以圣灵还住在你心里。
Holy Spirit still dwells in your heart.
但你这么久没有来敬拜神哦，灵里面在担忧啊。
You haven't been to church in such a long time. The Holy Spirit is grieving for you in your faith.
所以我们很警醒祷告，有圣灵会感动我们。
So if we are watchful in our prayers, then the Holy Spirit will inspire and move us.
圣灵会让我们清醒。
The Holy Spirit will wake us up.
神的灵大有能力。
Because the Spirit of God is filled with great power.
所以诗篇二十三篇说，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
Psalm 23 tells us that he resuscitates our spirit.
所以常常祷告人这个灵性就很聪明，很警醒。
So if a person spends a lot of time in prayer, then spiritually he's wide awake.
所以你看主耶稣每天祷告。
And we see Lord Jesus pray each and every day.
在灵里面警醒。
And he remains alert in spirit.
那当一个人有神同在
，When a person has God's abidance,
自己看自己会很清楚。
Then he will see very clearly who he is.
罪没有办法隐藏。
And sin has no place to hide in him.
因为这个良心很敏感。
Because his conscience is so sensitive to sin.
罪一进来，你就发现良心不安。
Whenever sin comes in, his conscience cannot. He will have a guilty conscience.
所以警醒祷告不容易犯罪。
If a person spends time in watchful prayers, then it's very difficult to sin.
因为他的良心会督责他。
Because his conscience will discipline him.
有时候呢，为义责备自己，对的事情、好的事情、神喜欢的事情，你不去做，你会很难过。
And for the sake of righteousness, his conscience will rebuke him for not doing the right thing that God wants him to do or to do the wrong things that God forbids him from doing.
所以末世啊，如果没有祷告，道理守不住的。
In the end times, if we don't pray, there's no way we can hold fast to the truth.
因为整个潮流文化完全背着圣经走。
Because in the entire trend, social trend of this world is to go against the teachings of the Bible.
没有圣灵加添力量，没有圣灵亲自同在，没有圣灵带领我们，真的是走不下去啊。
Without the Holy Spirit to guide us, abide with us, and to give us power, there's no way we can carry forward.
好，我们再回来看第四章。
Chapter 4,
彼得前书第四章
First Peter chapter 4,
第八节
Verse 8,
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
And above all things, have fervent love for one another.
为什么要彼此切实相爱？
Why should we have fervent love for one another?
下面说，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
For love will cover a multitude of sins.
这个是要彼此切实相爱的原因。
This is the reason why we need to fervently love one another.
爱也能遮掩许多的罪。
Love will cover a multitude of sins.
罪人不配进天国。
A sinner is unworthy to go to heaven.
如果我们的罪被赦免了，我们才可以上天国。
Only when our sins are cleansed and pardoned are we qualified to go to heaven.
那我们的罪要怎么得赦免？
How are our sins to be pardoned?
第一个要有神的爱。
First of all, we need to have God's love.
我们来看诗篇的三十二篇。
Psalm 32.
诗篇的三十二篇。
Psalm 32.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. 2. Blessed is man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in those spirit there is no deceit.
这里说得赦免其过，遮盖其罪，这个人是有福的。
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
是谁赦免谁？
Who is forgiving whom?
是神赦免我们的罪。
It is God who forgives our transgressions.
那神把我们这有罪的不算为有罪这个是人的福气。
When God doesn't count our sins against us, then we are blessed.
所以爱能遮掩许多的罪。
And indeed, love can cover a multitude of sins.
神的爱遮掩我们的罪。
The love of God has covered our sins.
那另外一个就是我们对别人的爱。
And the other aspect is our love toward other people.
我们来看箴言第十章十二节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12.
十章十二节。
Proverbs 10, verse 12. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins.
这里讲，爱能挑起争端，恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩许多的错。这里讲，爱跟恨差在哪里？
Here, it contrasts hatred and love. What's the difference?
这个中间的一个因素就是人的过错。
The key difference here is due to man's transgressions.
怎么来处理人的错？
How are we to deal with the human errors?
哦，如果我们爱一个人，
if we truly love a person,
我们就要遮掩这个人的错。
Then we will cover that person's wrongdoing.
哦，所以哥林多前书十三章说，爱是不计算人的恶。
First Corinthians chapter 13 tells us that love is not to recount the sins of others.
爱是凡事包容。
And love accommodates all things.
哦，这个是爱的特色。
This is the uniqueness of love.
这个不是说哦，我们善恶不分呢。
This doesn't mean that we don't differentiate between goodness and evil.
我们可以看得出来，我的错误是什么。
We can clearly tell what our wrongs are.
我们也可以看得出来别人的错误是什么。
We can also clearly tell what other people's errors are.
但是我们有爱心，我们可以从心里遮盖他的罪，赦免他。
But if we have love, then we'll be compassionate enough to forgive other people's wrongdoing.
那这样的话，我们跟别人就很和睦啊。
And then we can become a peacemaker with others.
为什么？因为你已经赦免了，赦免就很和睦了。
Because you have already forgiven that person, therefore no hostility, you can live in peace.
你遮掩，遮掩，遮下去就看不见了。
When you cover the sin, you no longer see it.
那不看不见就是很和睦啊。
If you don't see it, then you live in peace.
那恨人挑起争端。
But hatred stirs up strife.
那所以人如果没有爱啊，从别人的缺点一直挖，一直挖，挖到最后，人跟人就对立起来。
Without love, if people just continue to pick at each other's scabs and wrongdoings, then strife will occur.
那神就不在里面了，因为主耶稣是和平的君啊。
And God will not be amongst those two people because God is the Prince of Peace.
所以爱啊，能遮掩很多的罪，爱是很重要的。
Therefore, love can cover many sins, and it's very critical to us.
所以有一句话说，引恶扬善。
And we are to win over evil with good.
引恶就是别人的缺点坏处，我们把它隐藏。
We are to hide other people's sins, their wrongdoings.
那扬善就是别人的优点，我们把它讲出来。
And we are to exalt and give praises to their goodness.
这是极好的美德。
This is a very fine virtue.
但是这要很大的爱心。
But this requires great love.
但是一般人都是隐善扬恶。
But most people cover up other people's goodness and they gloat over their evil.
别人的善很少讲，但是别人的恶一直讲。
They keep spreading, gossiping about their evil, their badness, and instead give no mention of their goodness.
这个就表示我们还缺乏爱。
This means that we are still lacking of love.
所以爱能遮掩一切的错。
And love can cover all sins.
但是最重要的，这个遮掩一切的错是遮掩我们自己的罪。
But this covering of sin mostly refers to covering of our own sins.
我们看路加第七章四十七节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 47.
路加七章四十七节。
Luke 7, verse 47. Therefore I say to you, her sins which were many are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little.
有一个罪的女人来见耶稣。
There was a sinful woman who came to see Jesus.
然后她眼泪哭了，湿了耶稣的脚。
She drenched her tears upon the feet of Lord Jesus.
这是悔改的表现。
This is a sign of repentance.
然后把香膏抹在耶稣的脚。
And then she anointed perfume upon Lord Jesus' feet.
最贵重的抹在耶稣的脚。
And she anointed what was most precious to her upon the feet of Christ.
到最后，主耶稣说她的罪赦免了。
Finally, Lord Jesus says that her sins were forgiven.
因为她的爱多。
Because she loved much.
所以赦免别人，遮掩别人的罪，这个爱也让神能够赦免我们。
And therefore, if we are willing to forgive other people and cover their sins, then this same love will compel God to forgive us.
所以我们不能有恨。
Therefore, we mustn't harbor hatred.
如果我们到 Google 去看，我刚刚也 search 一下 ，Google 恨是什么 ？Intense dislike， 非常强烈的不喜欢。
If you were to Google the word hatred, it means intense dislike.
一讲到恨大家说我有什么恨？我没有恨人啊。
When we say hatred, a lot of people say I don't hate anybody.
但是如果你用另外一个方式来描写，你有没有不喜欢人
？But if you put it in another way.Do you ever dislike someone?
很强烈的不喜欢就是恨。
If you intensely dislike another person, that is hate.
所以这个是程度问题。
So this is a matter of degree.
我们对别人的恨，这是程度问题。
Our hate toward another person is a matter of degrees.
那恨就在黑暗里面。
Because when a person hates, he is still in darkness.
恨跟神就没有相交。
When we are in hate, we have no communion with God.
因为神是光明。
Because God is light.
所以为什么爱能遮掩很多的罪？
Why is it that love can cover a multitude of sins?
因为爱就带我们到光明里面。
Because love will bring us into light.
我们的祷告在神的面前没有阻挡。
And our prayer before God will no longer be hindered.
那个恨就是有一点黑暗挡住我们的祷告。
When we harbor hatred, it's as if we are still having traces of darkness inside of us and preventing our prayer from reaching God.
所以对主耶稣的再来。
Concerning the second coming of Christ.
如果我们死的那一天耶稣还没有再来，对那一天对我们来讲世界就是结束了。
If on the day that we die, Lord Jesus hasn't come the second time, to us, that's already our second coming.
所以在讲三件事情。
So there are three matters.
要谨慎自守。
First is to be serious and guard ourselves.
不要被世界同化。
Not to be assimilated by the world.
要警醒祷告。
And to be watchful in prayer.
不要睡觉，不要醉了。
Not to be in slumber or drunkenness.
要切实相爱。
And to love one another fervently.
不要有恨。
Do not harbor hatred.
要隐恶扬善。
We are to hide other people's sins and to give praise to their goodness.
那这样啊，主再来，我们就是我们得救的日子。
If we do so, then the second coming of Christ means that will be the day of our salvation.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
89首。
89.